Welcome to Your Career 2.0 Launchpad, hosted by the Entrepreneur Source. My name is Mike Toper. I've got two fantastic guests joining me today, Sophia Gibbs and Brian McNamara. And first, we're going to start with Sophia. I just wanted you to give a brief introduction about yourself, your role, and maybe one interesting fact.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sophia Gibbs. I was born in the West Indies, immigrated to the U.S. when I was four, raised in Brooklyn, New York. At an early age, I was drawn to the medical and science field and have had the good fortune to be able to work in that field for my entire adult career. I am an avid animal enthusiast, and I love reading and learning new things, especially different foods.
All right. And Brian, our TES coach.
Brian McNamara. I've been with TES now just under 2 years. Cornell alumni, which Sophie and I have in common. And my passion is travel. So I've been to 35 countries, and that does not mean in the airport and out of the airport. That means exploring. So discovering new food, new places, and kind of getting off the overtrodden tourist route. So that is my passion. And that's part of what brought me to this, is the flexibility of lifestyle that I have as a career coach allows me to take on more travel adventures than I've had with a traditional 40-hour week job.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. Well, let's get right into the nitty gritty. Sophia, I want to start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about your career life before you got into contact with TES?
I've always been in the healthcare realm, either on the research side or wet lab or administration. Currently, I work focusing on the ambulatory clinical operations at Weill Cornell. And I spent most of my time working on different initiatives, onboarding new doctors, working with patients, and helping them solve issues that have been plaguing the healthcare realm for a long time.
And I believe it's been, I've been in there for over or around 15 years, correct?
My career has been 15 years. Been at Weill Cornell now about 7 years in different occupations or wearing different hats. I started out as a clinical manager when there was a merger with another location. And since then have been a divisional administrator, and now I'm associate director of clinical operations for the Department of Medicine.
So you're a mover and shaker. So at which point did you decide, and what inspired you to kind of go searching for something new?
So even before COVID, I started realizing that I was not really engaged in what I was doing. I was just doing everything pretty robotically. I knew what I was going to do, at least I had an idea of what I was going to do, not today, but next week. And it just got to be kind of monotonous. And then I also realized that I like to travel. And then when COVID hit, it kind of dawned on me that I was only traveling where I needed to for work. I would take the family with me. They would have a great time visiting museums, amusement parks, pools. And then we rejoined at the end of the day, and I had nothing to contribute, but, oh, yeah, the lecture was great, or I learned about a new way to improve revenue cycle or HR management. I really wasn't engaged in my family or my own life. Especially when COVID hit, I said, there's got to be something else out there, a different way to have an impact, but at the same time, recapture some time for myself. I needed more flexibility, and then I happened upon Mr. McNamara. And since then, he's shown me a way that I can actually have all the things that I want out of life, for my family, for myself, career, but still have time for myself where I can actually travel and enjoy the travel.
And obviously, he's a man who enjoys some traveling himself, as he told us. So, Brian, how did you meet Sophia? And what was your impression of her initially when you guys got in contact?
So Sophia and I met through a LinkedIn connection. And my first impression, that initial call, I recall, I was quite honestly blown away by her positivity towards the world around her during a time that was very difficult for all. So during COVID, you know, everybody had similar stresses regardless of where they live, but living in the greater New York area and working in Manhattan certainly posed its own unique set of challenges. But again, very level-headed and put on a very positive attitude despite. So dealing with, you know, a late surge didn't seem to faze her from my perspective. That and her commitment to business ownership. It was September, and she said, I've made up my mind I would like to be in a business or own a business by the end of the year. I said, whoa, you know, that's kind of fast. Let's talk about it. But the way that she engaged, you know, her commitment to the process of discovery, looking at new opportunities, her decisiveness, yes, I like, let's move on, or no, I don't, allowed her to actually achieve that goal. So by December, she was on with a couple of businesses that she decided to move forward with. And certainly there was more to come after that, but she stayed true to her commitment of December. I am now convinced that this is the right opportunity for me. Let's go. And she did all this in a matter of weeks when we first met. It was
crazy. And Sophia, so what did you, what were you looking for? What did you share with Brian, say, hey, this is where I want to put my focus. This is where I'm leaning. I mean, you must have had a couple of areas or did he kind of help unpeel that for you a little bit?
I would definitely say he helped me focus. I have three major passions, healthcare, children's education, and also animals. So he said, okay, how about we narrow it down, because that seems to be too broad a field for you to try to jump into immediately. We had several conversations. And so when he presented a few healthcare companies for me in different realms, and I said, okay, comfort care speaks to me, especially now that I'm trying to go through the same kind of pain points that others are going through, taking care of their aging parents. So that really spoke to me in that realm. And they do go above and beyond, doing a lot more, providing a lot more services than the typical home healthcare company does. And in addition to that, he presented a company that I kind of fell in love with because they married Gymboree with a STEAM program. And I said, you know what? I love the concept. And he said, great. So how about you get on the phone with these people, talk to them and see if it's really a good fit. And luckily for me, it was.
Yeah. And that's Tumbles, and great family connection here. Your daughter will be working with you or working for Comfort Care, and your plans to have your son working at least part-time for Tumbles. So you mentioned more family. Well, that's getting them involved. And Brian, in listening to what she was looking for in her passion, how were those two, Comfort Care and Tumbles, how'd you land on those? Or was it just kind of presenting some options?
I think Sophia was right on in terms of it was listening, having the conversations around what she was passionate in. As it turns out, she had a personal connection to both, which I didn't know. But through life experiences, she had a connection to a greater understanding of what it takes to care for an elderly parent or loved one. And then her son also attended STEAM learning, which I was not aware of. So it just happened to be by coincidence that she knew a lot more than the average person would know about those two industries.
Boom. And Brian, what was it like mentoring Sophia and kind of going along this process together?
Just a pleasure. Every day. In fact, we still touch base pretty much on a weekly basis. Absolute pleasure. And just I haven't had a client like Sophia, quite honestly, and all aspects of all positive aspects. So I've had clients, I would say, that about different people in a different fashion. But just again, engaging, a very professional. Again, professional means both in the thought process, doing the homework, doing the research, but also just showing up and being engaged, despite the fact of what's happening in the hallway just down from where she's sitting now, all the craziness that she's surrounded, she was focused on the entire experience.
Wow. And that's awesome. And obviously you had, that built in, a little love for travel, having gone to, Cornell together, you guys kind of had a little bit of that connection. I mean, did that play a role, Sophia, and you, or was that just kind of like an extra, hey, a little familiarity here?
I think it helped me connect with Brian as far as mindset. He understands, like, I have worked with a few other Cornell alums here, and we all have the same sort of driven mindset. We set goals, we stick to it, we try to keep each other accountable, which is what I really appreciate with Brian. He kept me on track and focused, most of all.
Excellent. And so for you, Sophia, can you tell us what has the process been like, and how has your life been as you start getting both of these ventures going here?
It's been absolutely, for me, fantastic. I like to be busy. I like to be engaged. I've done more exploring of New Jersey than I've ever thought I would, finding different places, looking at how it's changed and appreciating all the different changes and nuances. I've met some really fabulous people that I'm working with. I've been sharing this with my children, and they're actually getting more excited. They're looking forward to not even just working with these two companies, but maybe one day getting their own companies. They realize that life isn't about just getting up, doing a 9-to-5. You can have much more than that. You can, the whole American dream, you can have it all. Work, play, success. And they understand that you're only going to get as much as you put into it. So I think right now at an early age, you're understanding the drive of determination that it takes. The beauty of this is I can always either sell the businesses later on or pass it down to them. So I think right now they're understanding what it takes to manage things, grow things, and to be completely invested in something that you have a lot of skin in.
Yeah, and that's so fantastic. And just one last question for Brian here. Can you tell us, you know, what kind of satisfaction you get, and I see the energy coming out when you talk about this, but what kind of energy or satisfaction you get from being able to help Sophia? And you heard, you know, you met her back in September, and now you're seeing this road progress. I mean, what's that like for you to know that you're playing a huge role in this?
So I get satisfaction out of my client satisfaction. And in this case, I'll give you a great example. She mentioned she loves to stay busy and does not like to be bored. And she went in and she said, after settling on one, she said on a subsequent call, you know what? I was thinking about it. I think I'll even do a second business. And I said, whoa. Tap the brakes. All right. Tap the brakes on this. Are you sure? What's happening around you? All this happening in your life. Are you sure? She said, oh yeah, I'm fine. But I was actually going the opposite way. I'm like, perhaps we start one and then later down the road, you can do another. And sure enough, she did too. But you know, I was trying to make it so that it was in her best interest, knowing that starting one is not easy. By itself, a second is even more complex, right? You're dealing with different industries and different locations and all that. But with the help of her family, I think it's become a team effort. And you know, she has troops that have assembled around her that can help get this done. And I couldn't be happier with the decisions that she's made. And I'm looking forward to going out to Jersey City at some point and visiting in person as these businesses actually have the ribbon cutting here.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, you know, go Team Big Red. I want to thank you guys for joining us here. Brian McNamara, Sophia Gibbs, thank you so much for your time. And thank you for sharing that story. That's really incredible. And hopefully give some inspiration to those who watch that. Again, my name is Mike Toper. And thank you for watching Your Career 2.0 Launchpad.